promote and create coalitions for the development and use of all official languages, the Khoi, Lama, and Sen languages, and sign language, and to promote and ensure respect for all, languages commonly used by communities in South Africa, including German, Greek, Gujarati, Hindi, Portuguese, Tamil, Telugu, and Urdu, and Arabic, Hebrew, Sanskrit, and other languages used for religious purposes in South Africa. The promotion of multilingualism in South Africa, Section 8, Subsection 3, B, 3 of Act 10 of 1998, Plans of the Service by an Act of Parliament, 59 of 95, amended by Act 10 of 1999. The Act itself is supported as a governing structure to oversee the operation of Plans of. The board is appointed for a term of 5 years. Members are eligible for reappointment for only for one further term only. The Act, the Plans of Act is established by an Act of Parliament. The Act is established by, the Act established the board as a governing structure to oversee the operation of Plans of. The board is appointed by Minister responsible for Arts and Culture for a term of no more than 5 years. As indicated, members are eligible for reappointment for further one term only. The Minister of Arts and Culture, Honorable Mthethwa, appointed an ad hoc committee which facilitated the process of inviting general public to nominate persons for the appointment to serve on the board. All nomination documents, including the term retire of nominees, were submitted to the National Assembly. I just need to get that correct into the particular institution because it was not on the same day as the letter. And were subsequently referred to the Portfolio Committee and Arts and Culture for further proceedings. Members of the panel, the members of the Portfolio Committee formed the panel to conduct the interviews. So it's Honorable Tom, Dr. Makondo, Nemokosi, Mamitsolezi, Mampilangulu, Mam November, Dr. Krobom, and Dr. Rabuchan. Honorable Mamokosi, Honorable Mampilangulu, Honorable Mam November, and Honorable Rabuchapi did not attend the interview on Friday, 23 November 2018. The committee, the shortlisting and interview, the committee had received 69 CVs of nominees. After the status scrutiny of CVs, the 25 candidates listed below were unanimously shortlisted by the committee. The committee scheduled interviews on 21st and 23rd November 2018. From the 25 candidates who were shortlisted, 24 candidates were interviewed. One candidate, Mr. B. R. Nomalo, was before the interview. Now we get to the recommendations. In terms of Section 5, Subsection 3B, the Portfolio Committee on Arts and Culture recommends that the National Assembly adopts the following nominees to be considered by the Minister responsible for Arts and Culture for the appointment to the Board of the Pens of Excellence in each board. So the committee will then choose and hopefully the show will report that we will take in the next one.
Okay, thank you very much. Just to say that we the people that we interviewed are people that were of high caliber, people who understood the work that had to be done. And we had, you know, I think they were good candidates. But as we may all know that we were looking for people who are experts in languages, and also we had to look at expertise in legal matters, in law, and also people who have expertise in finances. So this is what we did as the Portfolio Committee, looking also at the issues of disability. All of us, before we even started the interviews, we were clear that we would like to have people who are experts in finance and law because of the experience of the manner in which the entities deal with disciplinary matters, how the outcomes of the Auditor General, how sometimes they are not what we would like to see, but I think it's important for us to state clearly that we looked for people who had expertise in languages and went beyond that because we believe that you do need other expertise, like your legal aspects, and you also need your financial aspect. So I would like the members to just, out of the interviews and the deliberations, to give us the names that they are proposing to come into the list that is going to be submitted to the speaker. Can we have members proposing? And honorable members, if we can have the members proposing the names that should be included in the list that is going to be submitted to the speaker. Honorable Pilambu?
Thank you, Chairperson. I'll be proposing three names.
Okay.
It's like when it happens because the chair and the whip were busy with something to each
other. I know. I was just...
Now, I'll be proposing three names. The first one will be Malebowa Malfred Kumoto.
Okay.
The second one will be Makopo Bedenhost Loli. And the third one will be Mboli Chulani John. Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay, because we are not in the station. So, thank you. Those are the three names that are being suggested by Honorable Nancy. And there's one area that I haven't indicated, the area of this candidate being vetted. So we had to wait for the vetting of the candidate. That's why we had our interviews last year. So we had to wait for them to be vetted because we have to be sure that these people don't have any criminal record and they are in a position to lead this very important institution. So the vetting has come through, and fortunately all the candidates can be added in the list that's going to be sent to the speaker. Can we have another member suggesting? Honorable Makonda?
Thanks very much, Chair. I want to suggest three names. The first name that I want to suggest is Davani. The full name is Davani Fiodoli I can't spell it. Now I can't spell it. Then the second one is Mutien Benedict. This one is the second read. Mutien. Mutien. Not Mutien. Okay. Then the last chair is Mtembu Obri Crane. At least I can read this one. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. You accept them. Honorable Logan.
Thank you. based on Chairperson committee members and the officials, everyone met Rinam was there. And the first name is Bilangul Kensan. The other one is Kabutengo.
Sorry, Chairperson, she can also add Kate.
And the third one is Divadim, but Frida. Those are the two names that I want to nominate.
Honorable Zuleti and Honorable Sotwong in that order.
I propose the Chavez party. Grace Agbabi. Let me hear the discussion that we had. The second name is the name of Dawu. Mutawu Tengezeni. The third one will be Hassan, no Makosazana. And then the last one will be, I'm proposing Ma'ahamela.
Honorable Court, one thing, Honorable Colette.
Just she reads those names. Oh, okay. So that we
thank you.
Council, so that if there are any changes, we discuss them, and the list would be the list that comes from the committee that will be sent to the Speaker. Can you read through the names, Jabu? Honourable members, can we focus? Can we be focused so that we know exactly what the outcome of the hard work is about?
Okay. Chair, the proposed names, but I'll just have to get the surname and the full name, so I'll be, so I just put the surname. So it's Male Bua, Manfred Romoto. I don't know what it is. Malebo, Manfred Omot. And then the other one is, Badenos. It's Makubu Badenos Loli. And then Mbuli Tulani John. And then we've got Zavane Fio Doli Kaiden. And then we have Mutin Benedict. And then we have Davidin Frita. And then we have Mutembo Fobri Freyden. Together. And then we have Ilankulu Kensani Ketu. No, that's Kate. And then we've got Kabu Singa. And then we've got Mudau. Okay, it's Danny Edwards. Then we have the Chabe State Party, Benis. And then we have Nomakosa Zana Hasana. And then we have Ma Ashamela Temuho David. And then we have Prudence Chilwane. And then we have O Martin Marianne Marcelina.
I think, honourable members, one other thing that we need to look at is the maybe a representation of women. How many women do we have in the room? Which is good. Well, this committee is very, very progressive. Okay, so we have a good representation of women. More than 50% plus. Oh, this is good. This is good. And honourable members, are there any? Is there anything that you'd like to discuss? Because, as I said earlier, we do have someone who has expertise on legal matters. We have someone who has expertise on finances. We have someone who is from the disabled, people with disabilities, and yes. So I think we have all the categories that we looked at, we were supposed to look at even at the beginning of the interview. Is there anything that you would like to add, Honorable Nomi? Honorable Bullet?
Chair, I'm not aging, but I wanted to ask what will be the next process now after this one, so that at least we know by when we see the board in place.
The letter will go to Minister today to inform him of the name that the committee has chosen. But we also write the report that I read earlier. That one goes to Speaker. And then it's out of the committee's hands. the minister will then have to write to Parliament as well to say that this is the board who's appointed and chairperson and everything. But it's between 11 and 15, the committee has given him 15 names. So he will choose whether to take 15 or to take 11 out of those 15 names. But the committee will then, from here on, the letter will go to Minister today, the report will go to Speaker today, and then the committee has done everything, the total of Parliament has been done.
Okay. Just to clarify something, Chairperson, the Act says that the minister can appoint between 11 and 15 committee members. But we as a committee can give the minister about 20, not more than 20, for him to choose from there those 15 or those 11 members. We don't have to give him exactly 15. We can give him not more than 20, but he will choose between 11 and 15 as the members of the board.
I think as the committee and as the people who have done the interview, we feel that the 15 is enough for the minister, because we don't want to give him a big scope, because he was not part of the interview. We are the people who felt the spirit within the interview, and if we give him a big number of names, he was not there to feel the spirit in which, as the committee, we selected the people that we have selected. So we thought it is best to give him 15, as you are saying, and Jahu is saying, he will choose 11 or even take the whole 15 if he chooses that. But we feel that to give him more names would be just to make him, because he was not there. We are the people who felt the spirit of the interview. Am I correct to say that?
Correct, Chair. If you will remember, we have interviewed 24. And out of that 24, that 15 is the best. And that is the assessment of the portfolio committee. We can't give him 20, knowing very well that 15 is the best out of that 24. So we give him 15. If he decides to appoint 11, that's up to him. If he decides to take that 15, that is also up to you.
Thank you very much. And as the members, we agree that these names that have been read are the names that we are sending to the minister, are the names that we are including in our report to the speaker. And then thereafter, it is out of our hands. I would like to thank the committee members very much for working so hard. You never cease to amaze me, really. From 2014 up until this minute, you do your work with such commitment that it leaves me in awe, honorable members. I want to thank you very much even for the work that you've done now. This matter now is out of our hands. We've done our best. We believe that we've given the department the best people, and it's up to them in their orientation, it's up to them in their guidance of the committee to make sure that the people that we have selected are used to the best of their ability. Thank you very much, honorable members. The meeting is adjourned.